Andy Udman.
I've heard it said that there's a very simple test that you can give to a nursing home, and that is the smell test when you walk in in the first 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've worked...
Because a lot of residents are dehydrated. Their urine, you can really notice it.
These are residents of nursing homes sitting in their own urine and feces.
Right. Exactly.
For what period of time?
I would say hours at a time.
And this was standard?
Yes.
Did you ever eat the food that you served at the nursing home?
No, we actually weren't allowed to.
Oh, you weren't allowed to?
No.
If you were allowed to?
I wouldn't.
You would not eat the food in the nursing home where you worked, the food that you served to the, what do you call them, clients?
The residents.
The residents?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Grandpa and grandma in the nursing home. It's a very emotional issue. I talk to people all the time who agonize over having to put their mom or dad in a nursing home. There are several reasons. One of them is nutrition, and that's the focus of this hour. What are the conditions of our nursing homes? We want to say right off the top, this is in no way tarring all nursing homes with the same brush. There are some wonderful nursing homes out there. This hour is dedicated mainly to anecdotes, and you're going to have to draw your own conclusions about which homes are good, which ones are not, and it is in no way an attempt to disparage the staff of those nursing homes, but you are about to hear some stories that will make the hair on your neck come up. I want to just share conversation, part of a conversation. It was a 20-minute conversation I want to share with you, less than 2 minutes. A combination, it's audio clip number 6, Ryan, if we could, with Christy, who I talked to yesterday. She has since left her job in a nursing home for a number of reasons. I asked her to outline the 5 worst aspects of living in the nursing home that she worked at. Number 1 was cleanliness, and you just heard the clip about seniors being left in their diapers for hours on end. Secondly was safety. She referred to a patient, a resident, who had a broken leg when she was immobile, so it must have happened involving the staff moving her. And then thirdly, we got to the area of nutrition.
Number 3 would be the food.
What's the worst food you've had to serve or heard of food being served to these residents of nursing homes?
The worst food would probably... that's a good question.
I understand Ensure is popular.
It is. Very, very popular.
What is Ensure?
It's like a kind of like a protein meal replacement drink.
Do you ever take Ensure?
No.
Would you?
No, I don't think so.
Would you feed it to your parents?
No.
Powdered potatoes?
Yeah, they were disgusting. Anything powdered, I would say, would be the worst.
Powdered potatoes?
Because there's nothing real about them.
Powdered potatoes, powdered milk?
Mm-hmm.
Powdered eggs?
Yeah.
How do they fry up?
Well, it was always scrambled.
Was always scrambled because you can't fry
powdered... Because I don't think... Yeah, you can't fry them, so...
You can't fry powdered eggs.
And it's easier to make scrambled eggs in a bulk batch than fried eggs.
Is there a number 4 and 5 that you'd like to mention?
You know what? I think I have 4, and the next one would be the medication. I wasn't privy to a lot of medication.
And then we got into the whole medication issue. I just wanted to share that portion. Pam Colleen in studio with me this morning, and as you know, Pam Colleen always rocks the boat. And I should have mentioned this at the top, as I always do when Pam comes in. This is your captain speaking. Put on your seatbelts because we are going to face some serious turbulence. We want to go right to Pam Colleen. Pam, what is the situation in our nursing homes? I want to stipulate, first of all, that we have a couple of different kinds of nursing homes, government-run and private. Mm-hmm. First of all, government-run. What's your impression?
Well, based on the whistleblowers we have on this morning, and some of them are going to be anonymous, I don't like what I'm hearing. This is a subject that's near and dear to my heart because our seniors, of course, are very fragile. And they're the most distinguished and noble people we have in society, and we should be taking care of them. And one of the reasons why this subject is so passionate for me is because I, in the work of Dr. Weston A. Price, the work that I teach, when he studied primitive cultures, senior citizens in primitive cultures were treated like royalty, essentially. They were, they had nutrient-dense foods that were reserved for them in order to help take care of them. In primitive cultures, senior citizens were still very productive members of society. They aged very gracefully. You didn't see signs of dementia. You didn't see signs of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and so on. They were very, very healthy until the day they died, generally speaking. And another thing is that they had their teeth. For the most part, in these primitive cultures, the elderly were able to retain their teeth, which is very important in terms of nutrition because they could chew their food, of course. And today, that's a factor in these senior homes.
Well, when I think of the way it could be, my mother, I think, was 86, and she died at home. My dad died at 95. He was still at home. My sister, who was able to live with him and care for him. I think of the TV show The Waltons. Grandpa and Grandma were around the kitchen table with the whole family, and they were vibrant and they were healthy. Mm-hmm. But what I hear from our nursing homes is a whole different story.
That's right. We have some very brave women who are going to be on the show this morning. Their names are going to be disguised, but they don't like what they're seeing with regards to the way the residents are being treated in their nursing homes.
We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with Patricia and Lily and a guest who has a comment on this whole area of nutrition in our nursing homes. We are going to keep the lines open if you want to be part of the conversation, 643-1290. Andy Edmund in studio with Pam Colleen. Now, Pam, you've put the word out on Facebook what we're going to talk about today, and you've had some early reaction.
Yeah, I had some reaction on Facebook, more reaction, I think, than any other announcement within the show. One woman said, "Thank you for bringing attention to this. It is disgusting what they are feeding our grandparents, and they don't last long on this food." Another person said, "Oh, my God, that looks horrid and not an ounce of nutrition." What I had done is I posted a typical meal out of a senior facility, and I put it on Facebook, and that was a response as well.
What is in Ensure?
Ensure, first of all, over half of it is sugar. The first three ingredients include water, sugar, and maltodextrin. So it's very, very sweet product. And then you have other ingredients like safflower oil, soy protein isolate, which is a waste product, canola oil, soy oil. You have artificial flavor and so on and so forth.
But it's cheap.
Oh, and it's disgusting.
Let's go to one of our mystery guests, as it were. Patricia, appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hello.
Hello, Patricia.
How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us. What's your story?
Well, my big concern with nursing home nutrition is, first of all, the cost of food, what the government is allowing every resident, per resident, to get $7 and I think $7.43 a day. And but if you're in a... if you've committed a crime and you go to jail, they're given $13 a day. So why are we giving less to our elderly who really contributed to society and they need extra nutrients to live? And also, I want to comment on a few things that
Patricia, was said before. Patricia, do that. I just want to jump in to illustrate what you have just said. There is the superintendent of a school zone in Michigan who literally applied to have his school declared a prison because the government allotment for food and other issues for prisoners was much, much higher than it was for students. You're saying it's the same thing when it comes to nursing homes.
Yes, it is. They get almost double for criminals than they do for our elderly.
Absolutely shocking. You wanted to make another point.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I find that the dietary supervisor, at least where I've worked in a few homes, and they're shaking their heads because they're under a lot of stress because of the amount that is allotted. And that amount has to include Ensure for the residents. So if you have more people who are in Ensure, which is a non-food as far as I'm concerned, and then they have less for other food.
It's funny, when I think of the word Ensure, to me, all it ensures is lower costs.
It is fairly expensive.
Yeah, so you're saying it's cutting into the $7.43 allotment per day.
That's right, that's what I'm saying.
And it interferes with them getting real food instead.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you eat the food that you see served at the nursing home you work at?
No, and I've talked to my daughter. I said, if ever I want to go to a nursing home, I'm going to have a list of, first of all, I'm going to say I don't want any preservatives in my food, which means that it's going to take care of just about everything they serve. I said, I don't know what I'll eat.
Patricia, you work in a nursing home?
Yes.
Would you ever live in one?
Hopefully not. I must say, though, that where I've been working, we give really good care. And when somebody said earlier that the residents are sitting in their own urine for hours on end, that would not be tolerated where I am.
Yes, all nursing homes are not equal, that's
right.
For sure.
First of all, they're in a product that, a special product that forms a gel when you void, and so that takes the urine away from your body.
Now, what do you see in terms of the medication that your residents are taking? Are they over-drugging these seniors in your home, or do you see some more moderate use?
I find that we try not to over-medicate them. Well, first of all, we're not allowed to over-medicate them for behaviors or something like that to make sure that to help the staff.
That is okay? One area that has improved, right?
Yes, that has improved. There are what happens is I find that some residents, when they are admitted, they're on so many drugs it isn't even funny. And that I think that if in the future we can wean them off of some of these drugs by giving them better nutrition, then we'd be much better off. There would be a lot less behaviors.
Patricia, hold that thought. We want to bring in a second mystery guest. We're calling her Lily. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Lily, what's your story?
Okay, so I work in a nursing home. I've worked in a few different ones. The one I'm working in now, I've worked in just over a year. Pretty much the same thing. Everything is processed. Everything comes out of a bag. Powdered mashed potatoes. Powdered eggs. If they do have hard-boiled eggs, I'm not really sure what they are, but they come in a big bucket. And it comes out of the bucket.
Eggs from a bucket.
Yeah.
What a concept. I've never even heard of powdered eggs. How do you fry powdered eggs?
Scramble them.
Well, you scramble them.
Also, French toast and pancakes, that stuff comes in already in a big box, and they just steam it to cook it.
Lily, what would happen if one of the family members brought in a meal that Grandma cooked, a good traditional square meal, and brought it to one of these folks in your nursing home? Would that be a real treat for them?
Yes, definitely. They always look forward to anyone bringing them in any food at all.
Do you ever see any home-cooked meals, or is mostly everything canned, frozen, boxed, whatever?
Canned, frozen, boxed. The nursing home I work at right now is a little better than some of the other ones, and the odd time they'll make a homemade meatloaf, and on Christmas I think they make real turkey, but usually during other times they have turkey. I don't even know what it is. It's like a big turkey ball. It's just processed all together.
Lily, let me ask you what I asked Patricia. You work in a nursing home. Would you live in one?
I hope not.
Why?
To me, it's just kind of, it's like a big assembly line, kind of, and you're always rushing to get these people basically to the dining room and into bed and on the toilet. It's just a big line of go, 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 go.
But is the food itself a reason why you would not want to live in a nursing home?
Personally, yes, because I don't eat meat, so... yes.
Now, what do you see in terms of the medication? Do you see the abuse of drugs with seniors in your home?
I think that definitely there is a lot of overuse of medications. That does, however, though, come from the doctors, just prescribing. I have one lady that's just trying to get off. She's on so much pain medication right now. She was actually just telling me yesterday, she's like, I can't even stand it. She's like, I can't stand this. She's like, I'm just sleeping all the time. So.
Lily, if you want to hold that thought, I want to bring into, just before we get to the bottom of the hour, a nutritionist with a considerable experience in this area, Kim Rodriguez. And Kim, what I'm asking here is for, before the bottom of the hour, is not the main course, just an appetizer when it comes to your experience as a dietitian, as a nutritionist with respect to the food that is served in nursing homes across North America.
Yes, I'm Kim Rodriguez. I work as a dietitian consultant and have done this over 20 years in various nursing homes throughout the United States. In the United States, you must follow the guidelines of the Food and Drug Administration, and constantly have surveys such that you offer so many servings of protein, of starch, of fruit, and that kind of thing. So less of those. As to the quality of what you serve, well, that's another story. Unfortunately, many of our nursing homes are under pressure because of Medicare cuts, Medicaid cuts, that they have to do less quality and meet those guidelines.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the quality of the food in your experience at nursing homes in the U.S.?
Well, it depends on who's judging that quality. Personally, because I believe in the Weston Price Foundation principles, I would rate it as a 1, although depending on the population group. When I work I work a lot in the Southeast, which the economics are very poor, the population groups are very poor, they're probably eating better in the nursing home than I see them coming from eating at home, which may be a bowl of cereal for 3 meals a day. At least they're getting a little bit of protein. On the other hand, when I worked in parts of California where the economic group was a little bit more fluent, a lot of them brought in foods to the nursing home, and they would rate it at a 1.
Wow. A 1 out of 10. Wow. Kim, if you would hold that thought, we do have to take a short break for a news update. We'll be back in just a moment with Patricia, with Lily, with Kim, with Pam Colleen, and with your phone calls. What are the conditions in our nursing homes? We'll be back in just a moment here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. It is Thursday, Election Day. This hour, we are talking about the conditions of nursing homes in Ontario and beyond. The picture, at times, is not pretty. Brian, you've been listening to our conversation this morning. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning. I was just wondering, I just caught the story here, and I was wondering, you were saying prisons were allotted more money. I'm wondering if the prison system and how do they prepare their meals. I'm guessing they may actually have full-blown kitchens. I don't know. Going back to the 70s, working in mental health, we probably had 125 staff in huge kitchens. Monster kitchens with great food coming out of them. Now I bet you if we're down to 10, because now it is bucket food. And so I was just curious if one of your guests might have known that, or yourself, regarding what the kitchen prep is like today.
Well, let's go to Patricia on that one. I don't know if Patricia's in a position to respond. Patricia?
Well, I don't work in the kitchen. However, there are very few staff down there. I've even asked at one point, I said, does it all come in all prepared? Do we do anything that's prepared here? And they will put together lasagna or something like that. They will reheat a lot of the food that comes in, as either it's frozen or else in powdered form. They will reconstitute it. But no, we don't have full-blown kitchens by any means. Whenever I've walked into the kitchen, I've never seen anybody preparing anything.
Lily, does the term bucket food resonate with you?
Oh, yes, definitely. A lot of things out of buckets and packages, for sure.
And you mentioned to me that even what they're drinking is reconstituted, just crystals reconstituted into, say, a cranberry drink.
Yes, exactly, yes. And I was going to tell you. So all our juices, apple, orange, cranberry, they're crystals. They're crystals with water, and they're very, very, very sweet. They taste like garbage. But a friend of mine also works at another nursing home, and she was just telling me that, and she works in a government home, that they have cut back their costs, and they used to get real tomato juice at every meal, but now they're only allowed to have tomato juice twice a week.
Kim, nutritionist, Kim Rodriguez, you said that in some nursing homes you would rate the quality of their food at 1 out of 10. Why?
Well, it really just depends on what you're comparing that quality to. I mean, what are they getting outside of the nursing home? At times, it's better than what they're getting outside if they're eating cereal every day. But honestly, when you're talking about insurance-constituted beverages, those are synthetically supplemented with synthetic nutrients, basically because the real food content wouldn't be able to meet those nutritional needs because the amount of refined foods that you're using in that meal plan.
Now, Kim, you are way outside of the box in terms of a registered dietitian. You were trained in the sort of traditional way of thinking, conventional thinking that, high carbohydrate, low fat is healthy, and now you've stepped outside of that box and you realize that that's not the healthy diet. Can you talk about some of the changes that you're making in some of the nursing homes that you're working in right now?
Sure, and I'm kind of a, I have stepped out of the box outside of many dietitians and many physicians. And I happened to do that when I was working in California and with a very educated population group that had stepped outside of this, you know, wanted to know more about herbology and different nutrition concepts. So I went on and studied holistic nutrition. I work alongside chiropractors, acupuncturists, and that work in more of a natural way of healing. And on the other hand, I work with physicians in nursing homes and hospitals that work completely allopathically, which is mostly a pharmaceutically based healing method. In nursing homes, it's very difficult to change the food just because of the budget. We're under such budget constraints that in order to get more, say, grass-fed beef or organic product or really whole food, there's just not the budget to do that. Although I try. We've brought in some milk and things like that that can meet the budget constraints. More so, I felt I've done a bigger impact on trying to teach some of the physicians how to get away from some of the large amount of pharmaceuticals they use and go into some herbal therapies, homeopathic therapies, and other type therapies to move away.
Now, what you're saying is if they spent more money front end in terms of prevention, in terms of nutrition and so on, that they wouldn't spend so much money on the back end in terms of the cost of healthcare itself, and especially the pharmaceuticals.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, my gut feeling just from working with two population groups, one that's eating poorly and one that's eating well, is that a lot of the problems in the first place, why they're in the nursing homes, are caused by nutritional deficiencies. Memory loss, confusion, B12 deficiencies.
Kim, how sad is that? I'm just reflecting on what you've just said, that the reason that some of them are, you know, gets back, Pam, to our original comments about why can't they all be like Grandpa and Grandma on the Waltons or like my mom and dad who lived out their days at home. I want to give an opportunity for our callers to jump in. Jim, thanks for being patient. What's your story?
Well, Andy, like that other fellow you just had on a few minutes ago, I worked in a psychiatric hospital for a number of years. When I started there, the food was exceptional. And I mean really exceptional. I'd rather eat there than eat at home. Since the hospital has been taken over by an amalgamation, it is terrible. I just spent a couple of weeks in hospital, and I lost over 20 pounds. I could not eat the garbage that they presented to me for meals. One really stood out. I had a mushroom soup that looked pretty good on the menu, so I ordered it. It was pudding. And when I tried to thin it out a little bit with some milk, it's just unbelievable, the quality. Now, I understand that there is a central location up around the university where a lot of the meals are prepared on an assembly line. And since that has happened, the entire food party in any of the hospitals has deteriorated to the point where people are better off to stay at home.
You're talking about in our hospitals now, just to clarify, not in our nursing homes.
No, I'm talking hospitals right now, but I can't see it being much better. I recently had a sister-in-law living in one of the nursing homes, and I would classify it as one of the better in the city. The menu there was quite good. The meals looked very nutritious. And I'm not going to mention any names, but it is an outstanding nursing home.
Jim, you said that the food was so good originally when you worked in one of these facilities that
it was outstanding.
You said you'd rather eat there than at home. How's your marriage?
At that time, I was a bachelor.
Oh, I see. That was very good, Jim. I appreciate you calling. Let's go to Dave. Dave, go ahead.
Good morning, Andy. I'm fairly familiar with the nursing home situation. My mom was in one for the last 5 years of her life, 2 years in the same facility, and when she passed away in 2007, I sort of adopted a physically challenged lady who was blind and wheelchair-bound. So they actually don't like me there, Andy, because I've actually been there for 6 years, and most people, as a family, your loved one doesn't live there that long. So I've had quite a period of time to observe what goes on. The sadness with the food is that that's really the exciting part of the day, because as it's been mentioned, for most of them, their time is spent in bed, up for a meal, bathroom, back to bed, up for a meal, back to bed, up for a meal, and then that's it for the day. And for them to go into the dining room, and I've heard many a resident complain and go crazy about the food. My mother was a dietitian at St. Joe's in London, and she commented about the food, and she said, you know, it's not fancy, it will keep you alive, but that's the real problem, is that there's really no treats, it's all about the budget. And so therefore, there was a nice gentleman, he was from Poland, so I used to bring him in Polish sausage and kielbasa and chunks of cheese, little treats that he would never get when he was in there. And that's really kind of the sad part of it. The building, they always spend a lot of money on the buildings so that the families feel very good about when they bring their loved one in, and so they sort of abdicate their responsibility. I tell anybody that brings someone into a retirement home or nursing home, you have an obligation to keep an eye on things, because remember, if it's for profit, there's a reason for that. They do very little in terms of having a doctor on site to take care of the patients. My mother always, we would always get phone calls that she was rushed to emerge in an ambulance. They always let them get sick to the point where they can just do away with them instead of preventive maintenance. And I've seen this time and time again.
Dave, let me jump in and just let me ask you your impression nutritionally of the food. Do you think that it was so bad that they would live a shorter time than if they had real food, real good food?
Well, and the ones that are aware, sadly for many of them, they are fed, they are not necessarily that aware. The ones that are more cognizant, absolutely, they do object. And again, their spirits do get broken. I don't think there's anybody who's ever come into a nursing home. A lady just moved into the bed beside my adopted mother, and her family was saying, I said, I bet your mom says she hates being in here. And she said, yes, and it's just it's a compilation of things. The food tastes lousy in many cases because you're unhappy to be there. Nutritionally, it will keep you alive. It's just not sexy. It's just not fun because it's for profit. And the institution that this lady is in and that I'm familiar with, I'm on the family council. They locked up the diapers after 8 o'clock at night. So if someone did some business in their, basically their diaper, they weren't open till 8 o'clock the next morning. These are for-profit things. You have to keep an eye on what transpires in these places, especially when it comes for money. And the other thing I do notice, I've seen sicker-than-dog PSWs serving the food because they won't give any PSWs full-time shifts, so they all have second jobs. If somebody calls in sick, they'll say, we can't replace you. You've got to come in. And I've seen that time and time again, and that's the worst thing you can ever bring into a retirement home is someone that's sick. But they oftentimes are short-staffed.
Dave, you make a very good point, because when I talked to Christy, whose clips I played right at the top, and I didn't want to get into that whole issue, but the reason that she left her work in a senior's home was they wouldn't give her a full-time job. And she said everybody there was working part-time. Everybody was frustrated at having that situation, and so the care suffered as a result. Dave, I really appreciate your call this morning. Wish we had more time. Short break, back with more of your calls. Your reaction to what you're hearing, the conditions in some of our nursing homes, in just a moment, right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. 11 minutes now to 11 o'clock on this election day. I want to tell you about a commercial I saw a couple of nights ago on TV. I love butter. We could never have butter as a kid. We couldn't afford butter. We had margarine, the one with a little pack in the middle, and you had to mix it in to get the color. So I love butter. So I even love butter commercial. And I see this butter in the frying pan and it's melting, and then they show it melting on the beans, and then it turned out to be margarine. Pam Colleen, how many folks in our seniors' homes, our nursing homes, get butter?
Oh, I don't think they get butter. I don't think any of them get butter. It's more expensive than margarine. But the sad part about that, of course, is that people who eat margarine are going to be more prone to even heart attacks. It's in the research. Unfortunately, they hear the research that says otherwise. And where you get the most nutrition, of course, is when you're eating butter.
We hear all these stories, and we've heard so many of them this hour about the quality of the food in our nursing homes. It's cheap. It's not real food. It's loaded with sugar. I mean, are we talking here, are we into the realm of malnutrition?
Oh, most definitely. In fact, the research shows that among hospitalized elderly people, the prevalence of malnutrition is as high as 40% to 60%. Again, these are our most vulnerable people in society, and we're putting in a minimal effort to make sure that they age gracefully and are still productive members of society.
Let's go right to the phones. Jason, your thoughts.
Yeah, everybody there, Dave before and the lady you have speaking now, you're painting things with an awful broad brush. I think to start with, people in nursing homes do get butter, when the tea cart goes around, there's pats of butter on the bottom that they ask for. Can I get some butter? Hello? Okay.
Yep. Now, we've said all along there's a great spectrum of the quality of food, and I live near the Longwoods Nursing Home in Westmount, and everything there appears, I mean, it's almost like a hotel, but there are others.
Exactly. And there's, you have many different levels of nursing care, but don't paint the nursing homes in the same stroke with the hospital. The food at some of these nursing homes is top shelf, and it doesn't matter if it's a private home, a county home, or a city home. And if Dave makes it sound like his adopted mother-in-law or whatever, then if it's that bad a spot, why would you leave your parent there?
Well, some people don't have options. Dave, you don't work for...
Oh, there's lots of options.
Jason,
options. You might have to go on a waiting list, but there's lots of options.
Jason, you don't work for a nursing home, do you, by any chance?
Yes, I do. I work part-time and I farm part-time, which is quite the combination. But, you know, 90% or more, a higher percentage than that of any health care aid I've ever came across, I've been doing it for 10 years, they have a huge amount of care for their residents.
Jason, I appreciate the call. We're just opening up the phone lines and hearing the story, so we appreciate your call, your response to that, Pam.
Well, like I said, we're not painting them all with the same brush. You may not have heard us. You know, what we're doing is honing in on people, whistleblowers, who work in homes where they find the nutrition is totally unacceptable.
And there's a wide variety, all the way from terrible to very good.
Yes, yeah, we've been saying that the whole show. So, yeah, no, we're not painting them all with the same brush. And so, yes, there, we know that there's going to be some out there that have exceptional care.
Terrific. Are we ready for Gwyneth? Gwyneth, go ahead.
Gwyneth. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Okay. I had the experience in 2008. I had a knee replacement, and the hospital insisted I should go, because I live alone, to a nursing home for about a couple of days. And I'm going to tell you, I was spoiled in the hospital. The hospital, this is university, and I believe their food there is private. Like, they have their food is privatized. Because it was excellent.
Okay, this is at University Hospital here in London?
Yeah, excellent. The coffee was hot. It was great. Now, I went to this nursing home. I lasted 2 days or three at the most. And I had a friend drive me home because I just lived in the area. And it was absolutely terrible. I couldn't get it down. I'm sure it would keep you alive, but it was sickening.
The
portions would be enough to feed a bird.
This is a nursing home here in London?
This is another nursing home, but like a nursing... yeah, it was in London. Yep.
But what kind of a facility was it?
It was like a private. It was a it's in my own area here. It's a like not a nursing home, but a retirement type of thing. Like I was suggested I go there for a couple of days because they were worried that I might fall or something.
Okay.
But I was to do it again. I would never have gone there.
I appreciate the call. Let's go to Tony. Tony, go ahead.
I actually, Andy, my call similar to the caller who you just spoke with. It actually involved my mother who had a hip surgery. Again, because she was on her own, the hospital recommended she go into a nursing home for her recovery period. This is a nursing home here in London. I won't mention the name, but nonetheless, went to visit her the night her first night at the home. I could tell she wasn't doing well, and I wasn't impressed with the home myself, just from, you know, what I could observe.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how was the nutrition?
I'd say about a 3 or 4, and that's being generous.
Wow.
And nonetheless, the next day, I called the nursing home only to find out that my mom was insistent on going home that evening and was transported by ambulance to her own home that same evening. She couldn't even last one night there.
Because of the food?
The food, the care, even just my short visit with her, the observation of the staff, you know, on the surface, yeah, they're human beings, they're caring, whatever, but, you know, I'm not knocking, you know, the personal support workers in these places.
No, and, I hear you. It's the food. Tony, we have to leave it there. I want to go back to Kim Rodriguez, a nutritionist who we've had on. Kim, these stories, now you're more in the... okay, there we go. Kim, I want to go back to you. And ask you these stories. Do they sound familiar?
I think we lost her there, Andy.
Okay.
I'll get her right back.
Okay, we'll get her right back. Pam, this is not a pretty picture we're hearing.
No, it's not. And it costs a lot of money to feed nutrient-dense foods, period. They are going to be more expensive than a lot of the plant-based foods where the emphasis is being laid upon. So we need to obviously spend more money front-end and take more initiative to make sure that the seniors are getting these nutrient-dense foods. And that's essentially the headway that Kim is making in 10 senior homes in the United States, is she's talking them into using butter instead of margarine. She's talking them into using milk instead of these sugary drinks. She's talking them into using hopefully grass-fed meat, and more eggs rather than, feeding them these powdered eggs. They're getting real eggs, for example.
Kim, I just want to ask you, and you're our nutritionist, do these stories sound familiar? How bad is the situation?
Well, it's not good, although I think it needs to start from our whole paradigm of healthcare, recognizing the importance of good food to prevent disease and to heal. Our paradigm of healthcare is so focused on pharmaceutical therapies to heal that that's what our healthcare system is supporting. That's where the money's going. Instead, I think it needs to focus on giving these nursing home facilities enough budget to offer good, whole quality food. And our physicians must recognize that this food is important in the healing process. And at this point, they're not recognizing that. They're focusing on pharmaceutical therapies, both prescription and over-the-counter, which are in turn causing even more nutritional deficiencies.
We're almost out of time. Kim, just a parting comment, especially with the economic turmoil that we're seeing right now and budget cuts, especially in the U.S., are you concerned about where this is all going to go?
Absolutely. And I think a key is to get away from the pharmaceutical therapies and supporting that, all our money going to that and going toward whole, real food.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You have a website where people may check out your articles?
I don't, but go to the Weston Price Foundation. They have some great information there.
Kim, thank you so much. We're going to squeeze Bill in here. Bill has been waiting patiently. Go ahead, Bill.
Thanks, Andy. My mom was in a nursing home in Mississauga. At one time, they had sufficient staff to look after the patients, but then it started to dwindle down. It was like one staff person looking after about eight people, and that's not sufficient.
No. So the conditions are not good.
No, and therapy, too. At one time, my mom would receive therapy like twice a week or more, and then it dwindled down to one.
Bill, I appreciate the call. Pam, you have some appearances coming up?
Yeah, I have my nutrition boot camp on at the Central Library. I'll be teaching, not this weekend, but the following Saturday, so the 15th, 22nd, and 29th of October. I'll be teaching about the importance of nutrient-dense foods and what we can do to better feed our, not just our young, but our elderly as well.
And remind us of your website.
It's just my name, pamkilleen.com.
Okay. Coming up on the other side of the news, Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is gone. Hard to believe. A retrospective. And we'll be inviting your calls on Steve Jobs and how his work has changed your life in the next hour right here in London today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.